everybody, and welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Jim Donovan along with Nathan Zagura in Nashville, Tennessee. With the best fans in the NFL. Wherever we go, they follow. So here we go. The Browns take on the Titans coming up tomorrow. Tennessee has lost three in a row. The Browns committed 1-2. The Browns say they have fixed their defense. What are the keys?
The key in this game for the Browns is to stop the run. Take away the 5 yards per carry that the Titans have been gaining and the 5.2 the Browns have been giving up. Make them one-dimensional. Put the game in the hands of Jake Locker. Right now, no team is throwing a higher percentage of interceptions than the Titans. They're giving up a sack on nearly 10% of their dropbacks, so the Browns can get to the quarterback if they can make them one-dimensional.
Let's talk about our quarterback. Brian Hoyer has been very, very efficient. No interceptions, no turnovers, 150-plus passes without throwing an interception. And now he's going to do it on the road. He's got the right mentality, though, about playing on the road. He kind of welcomes it.
He certainly does. It's an us-versus-them mentality. You got the dog pound here, but at the stadium, it's going to be a lot of Titans fans. Hoyer won the last game that the Browns won on the road against Minnesota. You talked about taking care of the football. The Browns, the only team in the NFL yet to turn it over. You need more of that. But this isn't just a dink-and-dunk offense. They're taking chances down the field. If we continue to see that and take care of the football, the Browns are going to have their way offensively.
Let's talk about two key players, Ben Tate, Jordan Cameron. Tate's been out since the opener. Cameron came back, but really the two of them got hurt in Pittsburgh.
That's right. It's amazing this offense has been as good as it has without two guys who are supposed to be focal points. But Tate expected to be back, going against a Titans team giving up over 120 yards per game on the ground. He's got a great history against them. Three games with at least nine carries, has 90 yards in all of them. But Cameron's the key to me. He's been a vertical guy so far. Two of his three catches over 20 yards. It's a defense that struggles with tight ends. Browns fans remember that from the Ray Horton days. Last week, both Colts tight end scored. I think this is the game Cameron gets on track to help key a Browns win.
Only three catches so far in the season. He's been doing it. He's been laboring with a bad shoulder. We are not alone in Nashville, everybody. And we are ready to go tomorrow at LP Field. Now for Nathan Zagura, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us right here on ClevelandBrowns.com.